pandemic has put students and teachers on distance learning behind their computers. Student-teacher relationships, critical in the educational process, have been established virtually this year with only 2 synchronous sessions per week. How have student-teacher interactions changed? How are students establishing relationships with teachers they have never met in person before? And how are teachers getting to know the 20 small faces on their screen? The awkwardness of synchronous sessions leading to a magnified importance of office hours seems to be part of the answer, but the subtle things matter. For some students, in-class interactions with teachers and peers have become more tentative. English teacher Christine Himmelfarb has noticed that students ask fewer questions in class, but instead send her more questions via email.
I think the reason has to do with twofold. It's the pressure of unmuting and taking what a student perceives as the class time. So everyone, you have this captive audience. Everyone has to hear your question.
Indeed, junior Ava Egner has felt the pressure and awkward nature of unmuting in her classes.
I've noticed that I participate a lot more in school than I do over Zoom. And maybe I'm more inclined to ask questions when I have them because it's less pressure and it's not as awkward. But even just like, I feel like when I unmute myself, I have to ask like a profound question that's like, you know, well thought out.
Coming from a different school in North Carolina this year, junior Sid Shaw said the small class sizes allow him to interact with his teachers during class.
Honestly, I feel like the class size has been super helpful with that just because we're relatively small. Even my biggest class are like 20 kids, and I think that's really awesome.
Even beyond verbal participation, Ms. Himmelfarb has noticed students through body language as well.
Sometimes you notice who's paying attention because you make, you know, a teacher joke. Okay, so maybe it's not actually funny, but you yourself slightly laugh, or at least a couple of students do. You can tell by who's looking up and who's reacting, who's really with you in that moment.
Without casual passing periods for informal conversations between students and teachers, even the couple minutes before class allows Ms. Himmelfarb to get to know the students who arrive early a bit better.
For most of my classes, I could probably name the individual students. There'll be 1 to possibly 3 students who arrive 1 or 2 minutes early, right? They come at 12:58, for example. And those students, I feel that I know better because I actually talk to them for, even if it's 30 seconds or a minute, before my class each time. But for students who come right on time, or even, let's say, 30 seconds, a minute or two late, we don't have that before class time.
With only 2 synchronous sessions a week, junior Alma Moskowitz uses office hours to enhance her understanding of class materials and to get to know her teachers a bit better.
Normally, it's because I want to improve my understanding of material, but I think that has really improved my relationship with my teachers because not only do they understand that I genuinely care about the material that they're teaching in class, but they're getting to know me more personally because I'm able to have conversations with them more one-on-one instead of in a class environment.
Reflecting on experiencing a similar effect of office hours, sophomore Sarab Razai remembers feeling uncomfortable at the start of the school year with a set of teachers he's never seen before. However, he has gotten more comfortable through participating in class and talking to his teachers during office hours.
I would say that, like, just once you kind of just keep talking to your teacher and just keep talking, like, it just becomes normal for you, and then you feel like you feel like you've known your teacher before, you've already seen them in person, even though you really haven't.
Even with weekly office hours opportunities, Ava noted that teachers don't see a lot of the behind-the-scenes asynchronous work.
I feel like they know my academic strengths, maybe, but I feel like a lot of the effort that goes into school is not necessarily seen by your teachers. Like, I feel like they don't necessarily understand how hard I might be working or how not hard I might be working.
For juniors, college recommendation letters may represent a culmination of the established student-teacher relationship. However, Alma expressed concerns that teachers may lack understanding of students as people.
Teachers see us in the classroom environment with our mics muted, and we raise our hand a couple of times in class to answer a question, but it's not like they're getting to know an individual as a person, because you're not only a student, but you're also a person.
Ms. Himmelfarb said the letters of recommendation she writes usually reflect how students fit in the community and interact with others. But this year, they may be more focused on student academic performance.
I think I do still have a pretty good sense from, you know, journals and papers and note-taking and the participation I've seen in class, how they are as independent students, but I don't have a sense of them within a community in the same way.
With the beginning of hybrid learning, students who choose to attend in-person classes for 2 days every 2 weeks may meet their teachers for the first time this year. Ava hopes that the situation will improve with in-person education.
I'm hoping that being in class will help. I think that's one of the main things that's missing over Zoom, is that there's it's hard to communicate and you don't necessarily have a good relationship with your classmates or teachers. So yeah, I'm hoping that will make it more comfortable and easier to participate and stand out.
I'm Peter Poo for the U High Midway.